Jacker and FM, Sixpence, None the Richer, and Kiss Me. So, 20 past 8 on a Wednesday morning. You've heard me talk about it the last day or two about those billboards that have been all around town. People have spotted them in Joburg. People have spotted them in Pretoria. And I did promise you that we'll get to the bottom of it. And we did. On the line is someone called Trevor Case. Trevor, how are you? Good morning.
Hey, Martin, how are you doing?
Very well, thank you so much. So, let's solve that mystery. Who is responsible for those billboards? Just to recap, hope you have an angel, right? That's what the billboard said.
Yeah, I guess as they say, the cat's out the bag.
Let us know.
Yeah, you know, Martin, it actually sort of worked out as quite a unique strategy. What we were really trying to do was to sort of link sort of our brand, which is Accident Angels, to sort of driver safety and driver awareness.
Accident Angels. There we go. Yeah, so that's the solution.
And we've had, you know, so what we did is we sort of focused on listeners within the Jacaranda reach. You guys have been a fantastic sort of brand advocate for us, and we've got some fantastic mileage out of your listeners. And we were just trying to be clever, I guess, and unique. I listened to Rion's conversation yesterday, and the fact that there's no logo, there's no sort of association of our name, what was beautiful was how your listeners sort of linked Accident Angels to our brand, which is testimony to the reach we've got out of you guys. But what really started, it's amazing, what started out as a strategy to sort of present your listeners with our brand sort of mushroomed into so much more. And, you know, fortunately, I'm not a massive social media junkie, but what was fascinating was the stories that we read. You know what I mean? If I could just share maybe two or three with your listeners, which was amazing. Like, one of the guys was a motorcyclist who rode past the sign. He had never seen it before, and he stopped and sort of turned around and went back, and sort of his day just sort of uplifted. And, you know, I mean, the guys in Irene, there was some residents in Irene who had seen the signs sort of blown over and had picked them up and sort of wired them to the pole so that the sort of message could keep getting out there. I mean, that's just an amazing story, in my opinion. So, yeah, I mean, it's been a cool campaign. We've got some fantastic mileage, much more than I sort of ever expected. Your listeners are super vocal on sort of Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Yeah?
Absolutely. So if you're wondering, what were those billboards about? They said, hope you have an angel, and it's all about Accident Angels. They are responsible for this amazing reminder and amazing message. What exactly is Accident Angels? Let's just quickly start there, because now everybody knows about Accident Angels, but what do you do?
So Accident Angels effectively gets individuals who are involved in a motor vehicle accident treatment in a private hospital exclusively. Yeah. So for 7 out of 10 drivers on our roads today sort of drive seriously unprotected.
Wow.
And the prohibitive cost of medical schemes, you know, with regards to budget constraints, you know, we're a great option. I mean, nothing's going to trump a medical scheme, but if you're commuting or you're driving right now, and the last thing you really want to worry about is which hospital you're going to go to if you're in a car accident.
Yep.
So effectively, we put up the necessary medical guarantees at all the private hospitals just to make sure that there's one less stress on your plate, effectively.
So once again, if you, and that's a staggering statistic. Did you say 7 out of 10 people?
Yeah, Martin, I mean, this is not a doom and gloom show. You've got a beautiful show. But I mean, just to highlight some numbers, 800 people today will require medical treatment after a car accident. 800 people.
Wow.
And that's a daily occurrence. 35% of every private hospital bed pre-COVID was occupied by a road accident victim.
Sure. And the road accident fund, how are we doing with that in South Africa?
Sorry, next question.
Get yourself Accident Angels now. Do not depend necessarily on the road accident fund.
So the Road Accident Fund it does as best as can, but effectively what we do is we process the Road Accident Fund claim on the member's behalf. We present the guarantees and we look to recover those funds back to the member for loss of earnings, pain and suffering. But effectively, if you've got a young person in your office or yourself or you're driving or commuting and you just want to make sure that the best possible medical care, which in my opinion should be a right, not an exclusive right.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you want to get into private hospital for $149 a month,
I mean,
amazing value, amazing value.
Listen, R149 a month for that peace of mind that when you are in an accident, God forbid, if you are ever in an accident, at least you know you've got the peace of mind that you will go to a private hospital and give yourself the best chance. Vra yourself die vraag af, hoeveel sal jy wil betaal vir daai tipe peace of mind, gemoedsrus? R149, I mean, come on, that is ridiculously low. That is very, very, very affordable. There's also something, there's a motorbiker's benefit. Did I hear right?
We are. So we provide two benefits. One is to motorbikers, and I just wish they would stay more upright. But and when they jump off, it's generally quite a serious accident.
It's bad.
So there's a motorbiker's benefit, which we provide to the market at R259. And then we've got an entry-level benefit, R149 for R200,000, and R259 will get you R1 million in a private hospital.
This is the kind of thing, I mean, it's not something you want to think about every day, but it's something you have to think about, right? Without, accident angels or medical aid, you're not getting into a private hospital following a car accident. That's not a guarantee. In fact, you're not. Without any of that. So why not make sure that you give yourself that best chance at life and from recovering from a motor car accident or a motorbike accident? And the lacquer thing that I've seen, and someone shared it with me, is some of the amazing testimonials from people who had accident angels in place and unfortunately did have accidents, and how they said that was literally the difference. Without it, they wouldn't be here giving their story. People out of their own spontaneously share that. So if you've ever heard about accident angels, you saw those billboards as a great reminder, hope you have an angel, then today is the day. We're speaking to you right now to go and get yourself accident angels. It's a ridiculously low monthly premium for a benefit that you will, I guarantee you, appreciate if ever you're on a situation like that. Just quickly, lastly, how do we do it? How do we sign up?
So if go online, we've got quite a nice digital platform. Go to accidentangels.co.za. We've got a live chat on the go. We've got a WhatsApp chat. And if you want to phone in, if you're struggling or you're driving in a car and you want to sort of make a phone call, just check out it's on our website, accidentangels.co.za. And take it out. Just in closing, Martin, and Rian actually was speaking to, I think it was Dr. Emmanuel Taban last night, and one of the listeners phoned in and was talking about a medical practitioner, and she used the word, he was like an angel. And I mean, the reason the brands sort of call that is the first person that arrived as a paramedic. I mean, that is your angel. You know, the orthopedic surgeon that sort of works with you in theater, he's the angel. And I mean, like, we could all do with an angel, you know, like we could all do with as much help as we can. The angel of finance hasn't arrived in my life, but I mean, we could all do with an angel. But to your listeners, I pray you never need us, but if you do need us, let us take care of you, make sure you get into the best possible private hospital that's going to give you the best possible care.
Listen, with all due respect, the listeners to this morning show use the word angel a lot more than anybody else, because we have good morning angels.
Making
a massive difference every single week, and I'm actually gonna challenge you right now and say to you, listen, you've got angels, we have many, many angels, as you pointed out. Let's do something together.
Martin, thank you very much. Just next time, use the intro of Robbie Williams, "I'm Loving Angels" instead. You know that?
Anyway. I'll do that. If you come and partner with us, come back someday. Let's have a little chat.
Looking forward to it, Martin. And to your listeners, please drive safely. I know the roads are wet today.
Yeah.
And thanks very much for your wonderful support.
Thanks, Trevor. Trevor Case there from Accident Angels. You know what? The bottom line is here. If you're in an accident and you don't have medical aid or Accident Angels, you're not going to get into a private hospital. That's the lowdown. Go and sign up today.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Every morning.
From 6 to 9 a.m.
I love it.
Why hop around?